searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of the world's 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. A tire swing hangs from a tree outside a house at night. Fox Atomic presents... A girl picks at a scab on her arm. A horse is tethered outside the house. The girl chews on the strand of her dark hair. Something approaches the window of the room where she's watching TV. Curling pink letters spell out Jennifer's body.
To chest my hip flexors, or my buttocks even more, right. I do what's called digging. Uh-huh. Look at the range of motion. I use this for a lot of swimwear models. Very, very, very important. Uh-huh. How about butt squeeze?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, I see you wanted to touch.
That's a good
Not this
one.
Show. Not touching this show.
A pale girl's face looms at the window. The girl watching TV in bed looks at the window. There's no one there.
Hell is a teenage girl.
A young girl with long blonde hair looks out of a window covered by a metal grill.
I guess I'm not exactly perfect myself. But at least I have my fans.
On the floor are letters, a crucifix, and assorted gifts.
I mean, I get letters every day. Mostly from perverts and Chesters, but still. I'm kind of the shit.
A big nurse approaches the girl's room.
Rec time started 5 minutes ago, Needy.
Gracias, Raimundo.
She's winding wool onto a frame.
Sometimes the letters are from people who say they're praying for me. They tell me everything will be okay if I just accept Jesus Christ into my heart.
Her body's badly scarred.
I say the words, but nothing ever happens. Nobody comes back. Nobody gets off the cross.
There's a photo of a teenage guy in a frame. She puts on bunny slippers.
Welcome to the Mental Olympics. They're big on recreation here. Supposedly it helps us vent our aggressions.
There's a heavy ball hanging on a line. She punches it hard enough to break the string.
Personally, I think they're trying to wear us out. Keep us sluggish so there won't be an uprising. Well, those JV tactics won't work against me. I'm a kicker. K-I-C-K-E-R. It even says so on my chart.
Her name is Anita Needy Lesnicki.
Just one toastum, huh?
Anita turns large, baleful eyes on the nurse.
I like toastums.
Well, that's good. I'm not sure a toastum can provide sufficient energy during your day. I recommend more complex carbs.
The nutritionist is kicked backwards over a table, bowling over the seated diners.
I recommend you shut the fuck up.
All right.
The nutritionist spits out blood and a tooth. Anita fights the orderlies trying to restrain her, kicking viciously, but gets bundled into a small concrete bare cell. She scrambles backwards until her back's against the wall.
I wasn't always this cracked. I used to be normal. Well, as normal as any girl under the influence of teenage hormones. But after the killings began, I started to feel, I don't know, loose around the edges or something.
She sits in the darkened cell, shadows from the single high window dappling her features, and stares up at a speaker on the wall.
God! I hate this fucking song.
Clutching her ears, she lies down in the fetal position.
This is where it all went down.
Clouds billow over a small country town.
Devil's Kettle sounds twisted, I know, but the place is just named after a waterfall. Technically, it's not a normal waterfall. It goes into this hole, and it doesn't come out. The scientist guys dropped all kinds of things down there, but nothing ever surfaces. Maybe it's another dimension. Or, you know, just really deep.
Scientists in silver suits drop small balls into the swirling whirlpool, which is the devil's kettle. A black and white photo shows a smiling brunette beauty.
Just 2 months ago, me, Jennifer, and my boyfriend Chip were completely normal people. We were our yearbook pictures. Nothing more, nothing less.
The school band is playing. Cheerleaders spin flags and a guy in a devil mascot suit prances around. Dark-haired Jennifer, cheerleader captain, twirls a flag in slow motion.
There's Jennifer. Only back then we were tight. Sisters, practically. People found it hard to believe that a babe like Jennifer would associate with a dork like me. Sandbox love never dies.
Jennifer and bespectacled Anita in the crowd wave and smile at one another.
You're totally lesbian gay.
What? She's my best friend.
Anita frowns at the mocking girl. Later, Jennifer struts down a crowded corridor as Anita gets something out of her locker.
Ilana, is that? What's up, Vagisil?
You and me are going out tonight.
Tonight, why?
Because Low Shoulder are playing at Melody Lane. They're this indie rock band from the city. I saw their MySpace page, and the lead singer's extra salty. Plus, there'll be lots of other salty morsels there for you.
Anita's not sure.
Come on, Needy. I promised Chip that I would hang out with him tonight.
Boo, cross out Needy.
Jennifer narrows her eyes at her friend.
What time is the show?
We'll pick you up at 8:30. My mom has a date with that guy who owns the AM store.
Seems nice.
Wear something cute, okay?
Okay.
Needy studies Jennifer as she sways off. Later, she's trying on a dress.
Wear something cute meant something very specific in Jennifer speak. It meant I couldn't look like a total zero, but I couldn't upstage her either. I could expose my stomach, but never my cleavage. Tits were her trademark.
Those jeans are hella low. I can almost see your front butt.
It's a rock show. This is my rock look.
Well, I can see, like, your womb, so... I've never even heard of Low Shoulder. Which one is Jennifer stalking?
The lead singer. Girls like her don't go out with drummers.
Thanks a lot.
No offense. I mean, she'd probably make an exception if you were, like, a drummer who's also the lead singer.
Like Phil Collins.
Who's Phil Collins?
Chip's baffled.
Forget it. He's seminal, but whatever.
Anyway, the singer guy, Jennifer says he's extra salty, so...
Salty?
Salty means beautiful.
Well, then you must be soy sauce, babe.
Needy kneels on the bed and kisses her boyfriend. Chip undoes his belt, but Needy pulls away.
Jennifer's here.
How do you know?
Needy, quit shampooing yourself and get down here.
That's fucking weird.
Better hurry before she gets annoyed.
You always do what Jennifer tells you to do.
No, I don't. It's just that I like the same things that she likes. We have stuff in common. That's why we're biffs.
You guys don't have anything in common.
Yeah, okay, Joe.
Needy has a heart pendant with BFF on it. She heads downstairs. Jennifer's waiting in rock chick clothes and striking makeup with blood-red lips.
Guess who's got the whip until 11:30. A 2003 Chrysler Sebring, and it's all mine. Oh, hi, Chip. It smells like Thai food in here. Have you guys been fucking?
You're gross.
You're gross.
You're so gross.
You're fuck you. Let's go to the club.
Melody Lane is not a club. It's a bar. In fact, it's not even a bar. It's like a bingo hall with taps.
Eat my ass, Chip. You're just jello because you're not invited.
I'm not jealous. That place is disgusting. Everyone in there has a mustache.
You're totally jello. You're lime green jello, and you can't even admit it to yourself.
Stop kidnapping my girlfriend.
A lit-up sign with musical notes says open, Melody Lane Tavern.
Chip was right. Melody Lane is definitely not a club. Clubs are for attractive people in populous urban areas. Clubs have DJs and champagne. All we have is a jukebox and a sticker toilet.
A toilet is covered in stickers. A bouncer draws a black cross on Jennifer and Needy's hands. Guys drink beer and play pool.
I cannot wait until I'm old enough to get wasted.
Hey, Jennifer. You look really pretty.
What up, Craig? He thinks he's cute enough for me. And that's why he's in retard math.
Smoothest.
close-cropped Craig self-consciously sips his drink.
Hey, it's Amit from India, that foreign exchange guy. I wonder if he's circumcised. I always want to try a sea cucumber.
Jennifer gets out a cigarette.
Jennifer, check. You shouldn't poison yourself with that shit. Guess you want me to arrest you for possession?
Are you gonna arrest me? You're not even out of the academy yet, Roman.
2 more months. Then I'm on the force for reals.
Are you, you gonna cuff me?
Oh, don't do that. Okay, not here.
Hey, that's the band.
Moodily, the band get out their guitars, ready to play.
You can totally tell they're from the city.
Yeah, because they're wearing eyeliner. They look like a bunch of fagos.
Well, you would think that, Roman, because you're a small-time gummer. I wish we had more guys like that in Delphi's Kettle. All stylish and shit.
Jennifer eyes the rockers lustfully.
I think they need 2 groupies.
No, come on.
Don't be so JV, needy. They're just boys. Morsels, we have all the power. Don't you know that these things? These are like smart bombs. Okay? You point them in the right direction and shit gets real.
Jennifer strides towards the stage.
Hi.
Hi.
Jennifer shakes the singer's hand.
I just wanted to meet you or something. I'm Jennifer Check, and this is my friend.
Hi. Nikolai, this guy's my band.
Blue Shoulder. Yeah, I've heard about you. You play your instruments really super good.
Thank you. We are professionals.
Hey, I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question? Why would you want to play all the way out here in Devil's Kettle? You live in the city, right?
Yeah, but you know, I think it's really important sometimes to try and connect with our fans in the shitty areas too.
That's amazing. Can I buy you a drink?
Sure, what are we having?
They have this really awesome 9/11 tribute shooter. It's red, white, and blue, but you have to drink it really fast or it turns brown.
All right, well, we'll drink it fast.
Okay. I'll be right back. Hey, how are you gonna get alcohol? I'll just play Hello Titty with a bartender.
Nikolai nods a casual greeting to Needy as Jennifer heads for the bar. As Needy goes to play pinball, Nikolai studies her.
Dirk, what about her?
Who, Jan Brady?
No, man, fuck you. I'm talking about the one who just went to get me a drink, the State Fair Butter Princess. That's the one.
I don't know, you sure she's...
Listen, I grew up in a town like this, okay? There's always that girl. They love to show it off, but they do not give it up.
You told us you were from Brooklyn.
My point is, this girl's definitely a virgin, okay? Now, I know girls like that. I
don't know.
Well, you know, we didn't drive all the way out here for nothing, so...
Excuse me.
Hey.
Hey, that's my best friend that you're talking about. And you're right, she is a virgin. And that beats sleeping with creeps like you.
She walks off, and Nikolai turns to Dirk, who shrugs. Jennifer brings over the multicolored shots.
Tower 1 isn't full enough. Those guys are rank, Jen. Just forget about it. You know what? I think the lead singer wants me.
Only because he thinks that you're a virgin. I heard them talking.
What? I'm not even a backdoor virgin anymore, thanks to Roman. And by the way, that hurts. I couldn't even go to Flags the next day. I had to stay home and sit on a bag of frozen peas.
Oh my God.
Good evening, Devil's Lake.
Devil's Kettle.
Fucking A-right it is.
Jennifer stares flirtatiously at Nikolai as he plays. Needy joins her. Others gradually drift towards the stage. Nikolai spits out his gum.
All alone in an empty room. Nothing left but the memories of when I had my best friend. Glass in front of me.
flares at the side of the stage.
I remember how we used to talk about the places we would go when we were old, and all that we were gonna find. I remember watching our seas go, and I cried
flares lick across the rafters, and a flaming banner drops on a couple. The band seem nearly amused. Needy stares at them as panic ensues. The whole club is erupting in flames. People are on fire or cowering from the heat.
Take it over!
I know where to go!
A section of burning ceiling drops on the Indian guy as Needy grabs Jennifer, who seems to be in a trance. They run into the sticker toilet. Needy jumps onto the seat and flings open the window. Needy scrambles through, followed almost reluctantly by Jennifer in her high-heeled boots. A guy runs out of the club in flames as the girls stagger to safety.
Hey, Jen?
Needy gapes as more people on fire emerge from the club, and Jennifer still seems in a trance.
Jennifer?
Oh, thank God, you guys are all right. I've been looking everywhere for you two.
Yeah.
Listen, it's really dangerous out here. You want to head someplace safer, like my van?
What?
I'm in survival mode right now, and I want us to get to a familiar place. And right now, I feel like that's my van. Okay, this one's in shock. Great. Are you in shock? Nah.
Jennifer?
She takes a big gulp of Nikolai's cocktail. He whisks it away from her, and she immediately follows him.
Let's go, Jennifer!
Let's go to the van.
I want to go to your really cool van. Needy, let's go see his van.
Why? Why should we? We have the Sebring. Let's just get out of here. Please?
Needy, just stop it. Shut up.
Needy's eyes widen in hurt disbelief. Jennifer gets into the van. Nikolai closes the doors. Jennifer sits looking blank.
I watched her get into that van and I knew something awful was going to happen. He was skinny and twisted and evil, like this petrified tree I saw when I was a kid.
Little Anita stares up at the spiny, leafless branches of a dead tree. She stares at Nikolai, who grins, shrugs, and gets into the van. The van drives away into the night, past the flaming remains of the club. Back home, Needy hurries into her room, dumps her handbag, and makes a call on her cell phone. In bed, Chip wakes up and fumbles for his phone.
Hey, Niedermeyer.
Oh, thank God you're there.
What's wrong?
Jennifer's gone. She ran off with that rock band and Melody Lane burnt down.
You're okay, right?
That fainted got run over, and you could hear their bones breaking, and the people on fire just smelled like...
This is crazy.
Jennifer's still with those creeps. They took her in their spooky van with the windows all blacked out.
Did you get the make and model?
I don't know, Chip, an 89 rapist? She's still in there. We have to go find her.
Who cares about Jennifer and those douchebags with
their douchebag haircuts and their man scare? People just burned to death.
There's somebody here.
I'm all alone. I'm freaked out.
Where's your mom?
Swing shift.
Needy heads nervously for the stairs.
Stay on the phone with me, okay?
Needy, do you want me to come over or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
She heads slowly down the narrow staircase, eyes wide, the phone clamped to her ear. There's nobody at the door, and the porch is in darkness.
Okay, so now there's no one here. It's so strange. Maybe I'm going crazy.
A shadow moves behind her.
Probably nothing.
Look, I'll call you later.
Okay.
She's about to head upstairs when she freezes. Hearing the noise, she tiptoes through the darkened ground floor. She listens at the door to the cellar, then reaches for the handle. Needy peers into the pitch-dark cellar. Mouth open in fear, she pushes the door to, but it stays ajar. She continues towards the kitchen. She peers in, big blue eyes widening behind her glasses. Relieved, she walks towards the dripping tap, closes it, and turns away from the sink. Jennifer stares blankly and is covered in blood.
Jen.
Blood drips on the floor.
What happened?
Jennifer grins.
Jen. Jen?
Jennifer smiles bloodily, her eyes staring and unfocused, then turns and walks away. Needy gawps as Jennifer pulls items from the fridge, throwing them carelessly on the floor. She finds a chicken and starts to eat messily.
My mom got that at Boston Market and...
Blue-black vomit spews from Jennifer's mouth over Needy. The black ooze ripples on the floor as if alive. Jennifer gives a black-jawed grin as Needy stands up in horror.
Jennifer! Jennifer! Jennifer!
Needy grasps her friend's wrist, looks aghast, and runs for her cell phone. Slams her against the wall and slaps a bloody hand on a framed photo of Needy. Jennifer caresses her friend with ghoulish sensuality.
Are you scared?
Needy nods tearfully. Jennifer puts her bloody lips to Needy's neck, then throws her to one side. Jennifer backs away and out of the front door. Needy sits, stunned against a doorframe. Emergency investigators pour through the ruins of the burned club. There's a fetus in a glass jar in biology class.
I heard Needy and Jennifer were there, and they had to fight their way out with a machete.
Look, she's not even moving.
It's called post-traumatic stress disorder. My dad was in Operation Enduring Freedom, and he totally, like, stopped talking for, like, months.
Needy's sitting in class, staring blankly, remembering her and Jennifer as children.
I'll be Pond Buddy, and you be her. Why do I have to be ugly Ashley? Ow! What's wrong, Jennifer?
She's got a drawing pin in her hand. Needy kisses it better.
Shot.
I never tell on you.
Little blonde Anita smiles.
Where's it at, Monistat?
Needy stares at Jennifer in disbelief.
You are right.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
Because last night at my house, you were...
You two have a tendency to overreact. You remember when we were in Girl Scout camp and you totally thought that there was an earthquake, but it was just two guys with a ghetto blaster?
People died, Jennifer. It's like all over the news. National news.
Anybody that we know?
We know everyone.
Sucks to be them, I guess.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Besides the obvious surface flaws.
I knew it was real. I'd been up all night scrubbing the carnage off the linoleum.
Needy weeps as she scrubs at the black and bloody mess on the kitchen floor.
Please don't talk to yourself. It's one of your more freakish, needy behaviors, and it makes us both look like total gay lords. You know, fuck, you need a manny bad. You should find a Chinese chick to buff your situation.
Needy's nails are stained black. The teacher enters the classroom.
This is a dark, dark day for a devil's kettle. And believe me, you, I have lived through some pretty heavy stuff. We lost 8 precious students, including Ahmed from India, several parents, and our beloved Spanish teacher, Señorita Erickson.
No way, Erickson ain't shit.
Now, more than ever, put aside your teenage concerns about who's a cool dude or who's a hoe. We can't let that damn fire win.
It already won.
God bless you, kids.
It's too much for a big jock in the front row. The teacher, with a prosthetic metal hand, pinces him over a tissue. Needy walks in dazed slow motion down the locker corridor. 2 girls comfort another who's in floods of tears. Needy stares at them.
No band practice today.
No anything today.
It's surreal, right? I mean, when just one person dies in Devil's Kettle, it's like time stops.
Oh, guilty just breathing.
Word.
Chip, I need to tell you something kind of weird. It's about Jennifer.
What?
Well, you know how last night we were talking and someone came to my house? Well, it was Jennifer. I mean, she looked like she had been beaten up or shot or something. And then she barfed up this, like, disgusting prickly stuff that looked like roadkill and, like, sewing needles mixed together.
Yuck. But she probably just inhaled a whole bunch of smoke or something.
No, Chip. No, it was, like, evil.
Yeah, I think you might want to talk to the school shrink. I'm not saying that to be a dill hole.
Chip, I don't tell whoppers and I'm not crazy.
I didn't say you were crazy. It's just everybody's a little messed up about this and it's okay to feel...
discombobulated?
Yeah, fucked up.
Hey, Needy.
Oh, hi, Colin.
I heard you were there last night in the fiery trenches.
Yeah.
Garth Collins close to tears.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die.
Thanks.
Seriously.
How are you friends with Colin Gray? I thought Colin Gray only talked to the dead girls.
I just am. We have creative nonfiction together. He's a really good writer. He's like all dark and emotional and stuff.
Oh. Well, I'm like that too. I mean, I can relate. You know, I'm not all obvious about it, like a poser.
Walk me home.
You know it, babe.
They smile warmly and walk away together. Big jock, Jonas, stands glumly alone on the football practice field. A figure approaches him. It's Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey, Jennifer.
I'm crazy sorry about your profound loss. You are crying about Craig, right?
He was my best friend.
You know, I was there last night, and I was probably the last person to talk to him. Like, ever.
Wow.
You know what he said? Craig said that he always thought you and me would make a totally banging couple. Isn't that so weird?
He said banging?
Jennifer places the big guy's hand on her chest.
Feel my heart, Jonas.
I think it's broken.
Mine too.
You come with me, just for a little while. It's what Craig would have wanted.
She looks pleadingly into his eyes, and he nods. They walk off towards the woods at the edge of the playing fields. They stand in a clearing, kissing. Jennifer takes off Jonas's jacket.
You're so warm. Why are you so warm?
Shuddies.
A little deer wanders through the woods and a crow lands on a tree stump. Jonas gets distracted and looks around. A pair of rabbits blink up from the mossy ground and a beaver squeaks.
Jennifer. Jen.
What?
Look.
There's a fox and a raccoon too. They're surrounded by animals.
They're waiting.
Jennifer unzips her top. She's naked underneath. Jonas's jaw drops.
Okay.
The deer's startled as Jennifer rips the footballer's jersey. She unzips his jeans, and he closes his eyes as she touches him.
Do you miss Craig?
Of course.
We're gonna see your buddy really soon.
What, you mean like in heaven someday?
No.
She flings him against a tree and charges, her mouth widening into great fanged jaws.
God.
The biology teacher shakes his head in pity for the emotional plight of his pupils.
Let it all out, kids.
Eyewitnesses say the boys helped numerous people escape the inferno, risking their own lives in the process. That's rock and roll with a conscience, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what? We are honored to have Low Shoulder in the studio right now. Now, how you guys holding up?
We're maintaining, man. It's not easy, but, you know, the real heroes are the people of Devil's Lake. I just hope we can convey 1/10 of their courage and spirit on our upcoming album.
Needy looks sickened. The biology teacher wanders into the woods. He gasps as he comes across the deer, nibbling at Jonas's disemboweled corpse.
Wretched mother.
Crap. You said it.
Hey, Mom. I didn't know you were up.
Yeah. Oh, God. I had another one of my night terrors.
Well, it's 4 o'clock, so technically you had a day terror.
Right.
What did you dream about?
I dreamed some bad people trying to nail you to a tree with hammers and big stakes and shit. Just like JC.
She crosses herself.
But I didn't let him get you because I'm a hard-ass four-tub mama bear.
I can take care of myself.
Yeah, you say that. But one day you're going to be crying out for me and I'm not going to be there.
Needy stares at her mother.
No!
Jonas's mother collapses as his body is wheeled out of the woods on a stretcher. A female police officer arrives on the scene and curious kids ride up on bikes. A forest is reflected in a still lake. Someone's out for a swim. It's Jennifer, and she's naked. She swims slowly and calmly, then climbs out using a wooden ladder on a jetty. She wrings the water out of her long, dark hair. It drips onto the wooden planking of the jetty. Back in her short-sleeved top and denim miniskirt, she wanders back into the dusk forest. Needy's watching TV.
I feel so scrumptious.
Goody for you. You know when you kiss a boy for the first time and it feels like your entire body is on vibrate?
Yeah. It's that good.
Well, that's nice. Me, I'm
still a little bit depressed about, you know, the giant smoldering funeral pyre in the middle of town. MoveOn.org, Needy. It's over. Life is too short to be moping around about some white trash pig roast.
That's sweet, Jen.
You know, I tell it like it is. And besides, you know what? You should be happy for me because I am having the best day since, like, Jesus invented the calendar.
Jesus didn't invent the calendar.
Whatever.
Other line, hold on.
I'll blow it off.
It'll just be a minute.
Pooh. I'm crossing you out.
Hey.
I need to see you right now.
I can barely hear you.
It's because Camille is playing the piano. Knock it off, Camille.
You knock it off.
Can you meet me at McCollum in 10?
You knock it off, Chip. Your penis cheese.
At 15?
Jennifer holds a lighter flame to her tongue. It smolders, blackens, then heals up.
I gotta go.
I am a god.
Okay, I gotta meet Chip in McCollum Park.
You know, Chip is looking really cute to me lately.
So tell me, is he, like, packing some serious pubic inches?
What's the story down there?
I gotta go.
Jennifer pouts as she snaps the phone closed. It's dark. Chip's sitting on a bench waiting for Needy.
Why are the cops at your house?
They're not. They're at Jonas Cazell's house.
Why, you tried to sell fake peyote to the 8th graders again?
No, Needy was murdered.
What?
Yeah. Someone ripped Jonas limb from limb in the woods behind school. They ate parts of him. No one even supposed to know yet, but my dad just went over there and talked to the cops. His mom is, like, catatonic. She's just staring out the front window like a zombie mannequin robot statue.
This can't be a coincidence.
What are you talking about, Needy?
A fiery death trap last night, and now a cannibal psycho takes down the biggest guy in school? Come on, it's freak-tarded.
Well, the bad luck's gotta be over, right? I mean, it can't get any worse, right? It can't. I mean, you agree, right?
You're shaking.
Oh, I'm cold. It's very cold out here.
You want my hoodie?
She puts an arm around him, and smiling, he shakes his head. They kiss.
The days marched on as usual, but most of us were too numb to enjoy ourselves. Most of us.
Jennifer teasingly plays with her hair as she struts along in a heart print top, heart earrings, and smiles flirtily. We made a mistake,
dear. To the rest of the world, we were famous. We were saints. Our town's only bar had burned to the ground, and our star linebacker was someone's snack pack. The whole country got a huge tragedy boner for Devil's Kettle. And the press, God, they couldn't get enough of our little world of shit.
There's a candlelit vigil at the Melody Lane site. A shrine with gifts and flowers has been set up to Jonas. The flowers wilt. All walk hand in hand, the young man trying to comfort his sad girlfriend.
Still, we were healing. Like Chip, we figured things could only get better. We had faith. We were fucking idiots.
In biology class.
Before the period ends, I'd like to make an announcement. As you all know, today is the 1 month anniversary of the tragedy at Melody Lane. Then the murder of Jonas Cazell.
Boring.
Jesus, what a pitch.
As I was saying, Jennifer and Needy, I finally have some good news to share with all of you. The members of the rock and roll group Low Shoulder have decided to extend a helping hand to our community. As you all know, their song, Through the Trees, has become our unofficial anthem of unity and healing. And they have decided to release it as a benefit single. 3% of the profits will go to local families who have been affected by loss.
What about the other 97%?
I mean, that's just crass, right? Crass. It means greedy, exploitative, scummy.
Low shoulder are American heroes?
No, they're not. I was there, Chastity. They didn't help anybody escape the fire. I don't even know how that rumor got started.
Rumor? Rumor? It's true. It's on their Wikipedia.
We wouldn't even know who they were if they hadn't been playing that night. They used us.
You take that back, Needy Lesnicki.
Girls.
We need them now more than ever.
That's enough.
Needy rolls her eyes in frustration.
I'm already sick of that song.
Yeah, it's really poorly produced. Okay, the bass may be lower in the mix.
No offense. But you look really tired. Is everything okay?
No. I feel like boo-boo. My skin is breaking out and my hair is dull and lifeless. God. It's like I'm one of the normal girls.
Are you PMSing or something?
PMS isn't real, Needy. It was invented by the boy-run media to make us seem crazy.
Needy frowns skeptically.
Don't look at me like that. It's just wearing off or something.
What's wearing off?
Jennifer doesn't look at her as Needy turns to her, frowning.
Hello, Needy.
Hi.
Jennifer.
Hi, Colin. Can I borrow your English homework again? I forgot to read Hamlet. Is he gonna fuck his mom?
Pierce Collins taken aback.
No, I don't think so. I actually wanted to ask you something.
You wanna know if I'll go out with you?
No. Yeah, what? I don't, how'd you
just go ahead with the pitch.
Collins squirms.
Okay. Well, we've been having a lot of fun in class, you and I, and I thought that maybe you'd like to go see a movie or something. There's a midnight showing of Rocky Horror at the Bijou next weekend.
I don't like boxing movies.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking boxing movie. Fuck it. Okay, forget it.
That was random.
I'm used to boys asking me out, Needy.
Colin's really nice. He's into maggot rock. He wears nail polish. My dick is bigger than his.
Well, I think he's really cool. You do?
Yeah.
Jennifer studies her.
Wait, Colin. Yeah.
Why don't you just come by my place tonight? I just got Aquamarine on DVD. It's about this girl who's like half sushi. I guess she has sex through a blowhole or something.
Needy watches disapprovingly.
Okay. Great, yeah.
Okay, I'll text you my address.
Cool. All right.
Hey.
Jennifer, eyes Chip.
Hi, Chip.
Get a room.
So, talking to your mysterious pal Colin Gray again?
No, he was asking Jennifer out on a date.
That's weird. So are you gonna come over tonight?
Sure, I'd like that.
I went to Super Target and picked up more condoms, so.
Thanks.
Not that that has anything to do with.
Oh no, I didn't assume that.
Well, okay, I'll see you tonight then.
Okay.
Needy grins at him and blushes.
It's for ambient.
Later, they play music in Chip's room.
It's Jim and Jasmine. My mom has holiday sets, too.
This is nice.
Sitting on the bed, they touch hands awkwardly, then kiss. Needy takes off her glasses and Chip smiles lovingly at her. He undoes her top to reveal her vest. She smiles. They kiss more passionately. Elsewhere, Colin drives down a nighttime street to Jennifer's place. He shakes his head, trying to get rid of his nerves.
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
In their room, Needy strips down to her bra and Chip takes off his t-shirt. They gaze into each other's eyes. Colin sings along and grins. Chip cups Needy's breasts through her bra and they lie down together.
Is this gonna be a bride?
Right!
Colin scans the houses for the right one. He's on a completely dark street. There are no street lights and no lights in the houses. Colin checks his phone for the address Jennifer sent him. The message reads, from Jennifer, 242 Camerford. Turn left and you're there. See ya. Kiss, kiss, Jen. Colin frowns, very unsure. He stares at the house. There's just one light on upstairs. Colin checks his look in the rearview mirror, then hesitates before getting out of the car. Colin crosses the darkened street. He jumps onto the porch of the house and tries the door handle. The windows are covered with plastic sheeting. Colin peers in, then goes round the side of the house. He looks around nervously and climbs in a window through the plastic.
Hello.
He wears a worried frown as he makes his way into the dark house.
Jennifer?
He heads in the direction of the music. Downstairs in the unfinished house is empty. He goes to climb the bare wooden stairs. He flinches as a crow flies past him. Chip and Needy are naked in bed.
Slippery swirl.
Yeah, it's supposed to make it feel good for the girl.
Cool.
Colin's still moving through the dark. Ahead, through hanging sheets of plastic, there are lights. He peers into a room festooned with candles. Colin grins and walks in. Needy and Chip peer at his groin under the covers. Chip winces. Colin looks around, at a loss. Jennifer appears behind Colin.
You made it.
What's going on?
Jennifer studies him, tilting her head from one side to the other.
This isn't really your house, is it?
No, baby. This is our house. Just for you and me. You can play mommy and daddy.
She takes off her hoodie, revealing a low-cut vest. Colin's uncomfortable as she stands close to him.
Do you even know my last name?
Silly. I've been sending you signals all year. Couldn't you tell? You give me such a weddy.
She kisses his neck, then moves in, pressing her mouth to his. Chip's on top of Needy as they kiss.
Put it in.
Needy smiles wide-eyed as Chip starts to move on top of her. She cranes up to kiss him. As they kiss, rats run across the floor. He breaks away.
Gently.
What?
Are you scared? I mean, I thought boys like you were really into vermin and death and shit. Well, here you go.
She drops his metal-clad trousers.
Nice hardware, Ace.
As she kisses him open-mouthed, Chip and Needy are making love in bed under the covers. Chip closes his eyes, concentrates and shudders. Jennifer pulls back from Colin, grins, and her eyes change to animal predator. Colin's face crumples in fear.
No way.
Her eyes change back as Colin retreats and smacks his hand on a knife on a bench.
Shit! Oh, puncture wound. God, that's so emo.
She grabs his wrist, wrenching it viciously.
I need you frightened.
As Jennifer flings Colin on his back, Chip's strokes on top of Needy are getting quicker. She's frowning, looking up at the ceiling. There's blood seeping through the tiles. The blood drips down towards her. She wipes her cheek, but there's nothing there. Then she sees dead Jonas in the corner with Jennifer crouched, leering above him. Chip grins, believing he's doing well. Jennifer straddles Colin.
I need you hopeless.
Her eyes become demonic, and her silhouette in the candlelight becomes a feral beast's head.
Hopeless.
Jennifer feeds on Colin's live entrails. His blood splashes the plastic sheeting. As Jennifer kills and Chip reaches his climax, Needy clutches him in terror, not passion.
What? Not hurting you? Am I too big?
Needy clasps her hands to her face in horror. She sits up in panic.
Needy, what's wrong? Is it something I did?
She shakes her head. A rat runs over Colin's blood-spattered face. Jennifer's still slurping gore out of his gaping abdomen. A rosary dangles from Colin's dead hand. Needy rushes out of Chip's place. She hurries to her car, which is parked at the curb. Switches off the radio in irritation and drives away down the nighttime suburban street, fighting hysteria. Needy breathes to calm herself and makes a right turn. She's driving down an unlit country road. Jennifer staggers out from the bushes, bloodied and bent double. Needy narrowly misses the blood-soaked cheerleader, then skids the car to a halt. She looks back in shock. Jennifer drops onto the windscreen wearing a bloody, evil grin. Needy reverses away, dropping the horror onto the road. Back home, Needy fumbles her key into the lock and runs indoors.
Mommy! Mommy!
She frantically switches on the kitchen light and the living room light, then subsides cross-legged onto a sofa. She curls up into a ball and remembers in a flash Jennifer standing blood-soaked in the road and in her hallway.
Are you scared?
Jennifer's vacant grin as she sat in the kitchen the night of the fire, and her dazed expression as she got into Nikolai's van. Needy picks herself up and goes up to her room. She takes off her cardigan, her glasses, and collapses onto the bed. There's movement beside her.
Hi.
Hey, Needy, enough with the screaming. You're such a cliche.
Get out! But we always share your bed when we have slumber parties.
Needy stares. Jennifer looks completely normal.
I'm not gonna bite you.
Jennifer takes off Needy's glasses and plays with her hair. Needy's baffled.
Is that my Evil Dead t-shirt?
Jennifer smiles sweetly at her friend, then closes in and kisses her on the lips, caressing her neck and face. Their lips meet sensuously. Hesitantly, Needy's tongue finds Jennifer's, and they kiss passionately. Needy's eyes open as Jennifer lies back. Needy lies on top of her, and they kiss again. Jennifer holds Needy between her bare legs and pulls up her t-shirt, caressing her back.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh my God, Needy.
I have never heard you drop the F-bomb before.
What? You, I saw you.
Slow down.
Sorry, you slept. You sound like a sped.
I'm gonna call the police.
Okay.
Why don't you narc me out? I have the cops in my back pocket, Needy. I'm fucking a cadet, remember?
What do you want from me?
I just want to explain some things to you. Besides, best friends don't keep secrets, right?
Needy nods hesitantly.
Okay, so you remember the night of the fire? I got really messed up. And those guys from Low Shoulder? Totally evil. They're basically like agents of Satan with really awesome haircuts.
Low Shoulder's van pulls into woods at night. Nikolai's driving. Jennifer sits awkwardly in the back with the other three.
Where are we going?
You don't have to talk if you don't want it.
Nervously, she notices a skull, zombie comics and books called The Occult World and Witches on the floor of the van.
Are you guys rapists?
Oh, God, I hate girls.
Now Jennifer's worried.
Are you even sure she's a fucking virgin, man?
Yes. Yes, I'm a virgin. I've never even done sex. I don't know how. So, you guys should find somebody who does. Know how.
See, Dirk, I told you, man. You owe me a beer.
What did they do to you? Just let me finish. So they drove me out to the falls, and I kept looking for a way to escape, but it's really dark out there.
The band pile out of the van in the darkness. Jennifer kicks one of them over, then gets grabbed.
Where are you going, huh? We had a waxing moon tonight, you guys. Just like the ritual said.
Held round the neck, Jennifer's dragged away.
Why don't you guys have something to shut her up with? Right, but get it nice and tight, though, because I don't want to get fucking clogged.
They tie her up next to the plunging falls, and a torch is lit.
I don't know if we should go through with this.
Nikolai rolls his eyes.
Dirk. Do you want to work at Moose Hoof Coffee forever? I don't, okay? Do you want to be a big loser, or do you want to be rich and awesome like that guy from Maroon 5?
Maroon 5.
Okay, that's what I thought. Joe would fetch me the ritual, brother.
Nikolai mouths, what the fuck, to the others, pointing to Dirk.
Thank you. All right.
That's it?
Yeah, found it online.
We come here tonight to sacrifice the body of...
What's your name again, Tiffany?
My name is Jennifer.
Super. We come here tonight to sacrifice the body of Jennifer from Devil's Kettle.
Please, please. Please, please don't do this. I'll do anything. I'll do anything.
Nikolai folds up the ritual paper, pockets it, and summons reserves of patience.
Do you know how hard it is to make it as an indie band these days? There's so many of us. We're all so cute, and it's like if you don't get on Letterman or some retarded soundtrack, you're screwed. Okay? Satan is our only hope. We're in league with the Beast now, and we have to make a really big impression on him. And to do that, we're going to have to butcher you and bleed you.
And then Dirk here is going to wear your face. Relax, I'm kidding about the face. The rest is going to happen, though.
But you know what? Maybe we'll write a song about you. I think as a fan, that'd be pretty cool, right?
Nikolai brandishes a huge hunting knife. Jennifer shakes her head in desperation. Nikolai examines his reflection in the blade.
With the deepest malice, we deliver this virgin unto thee.
Dude, that is a hot murder weapon.
It's a Bowie knife.
Bowie? Nice.
All right, here we go. It's going to be gnarly.
No, please, please. No, please,
wait a second.
God.
I just thought of something. Jenny. Jenny, you're the girl for me. You know, you don't know me, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I used my imagination, but I was disturbed.
Jenny, I've got your number. I need to make you mine. Jenny, don't change your number. 8675309.
Nikolai slams the blade repeatedly into Jennifer's body. Her world evaporates in a flash of light. Needy listens tearfully.
They killed you. I'm still here, aren't I? I mean, they did go all Benihana on my ass with that knife, and it should have killed me, but for some reason, it didn't. Maybe it did.
Back by the falls, knife in hand, Nikolai stands over Jennifer's body. Breathless from his efforts, he wipes the bloody knife on his jacket. He throws the knife into the swirling falls that nothing ever returns from.
Anyway, I don't really remember what happened after that. I just know that I woke up and I found my way back to you.
Blood-soaked Jennifer stands in the street outside Needy's place, feathers falling out of her ripped jacket, then heads for the house.
I remember. I couldn't bring myself to hurt you. I mean, I'm a really good friend. But I was just so hungry.
Trudging down a country road that night, Jennifer encounters Ahmed, the young Indian shambling along on the other side of the road. She eyes him up and approaches him.
Ahmed. You made it up. Are you lost?
Ahmed nods.
Does your host family know you're alive?
He shakes his head.
Does anyone know you're alive?
He thinks, then shakes his head again.
You come with me. We're gonna sort all this out.
She leads him into the woods.
And ever since then, I just knew what I had to do to be strong. And when I'm full, like I am right now, I'm like unkillable. Like, I can do shit like this. Watch.
She rakes a pencil down her arm.
It's really cool. Just watch. Look.
The wound heals up.
It's like some X-Men shit, right?
Needy gawps at Jennifer's unblemished arm, then frowns.
What do you mean, when you're full?
Jennifer looks at her and stops smiling.
What about my mom's Kia? Why were you covered in blood? You didn't even look human.
Jennifer tilts her head sarcastically.
You know, Needy, maybe you should talk to somebody about these disturbing thoughts that you're having. We're all really concerned. especially Chip. I think he may be having second thoughts about you.
Leave.
Come on, Needy, let me stay the night. We can play boyfriend-girlfriend like we used to.
Jennifer smolders at her, and Needy's eyes widen in disbelief. She turns her back on Jennifer, who huffily gets out of bed.
What are you doing?
You said to leave. See, it's cool.
She climbs out of the window and drops. Needy looks out of the window, but Jennifer's gone. There's a funeral in a wooded cemetery. Needy stands at a distance from the other mourners.
We're gathered here to celebrate the life of Colin Gray, who was plucked from the prime of his youth.
Colin's parents stand in despair by the coffin. Needy watches, red-eyed. No.
They did a big memorial assembly for Colin at school. And we had to watch another presentation about curfews and the buddy system and how to deal with grief. But nobody seemed to care anymore. Sorrow was last week's emotion. Sure, we all hoped this would be the last funeral. But I knew better. So I did some research. Paranormal research.
In the library, Needy looks for books on the occult. As she reads, the word succubus looms out. Then, part 8, offering a virgin to Satan.
Offering a virgin to Satan. The sacrifice is impure. Human and demonic relations. Destroying a demon. Demons are weakest when hungry. But a blade to the heart. A blade to the heart is the surest way to kill the beast.
After the words and violent images in the book, Needy sits deep in thought.
Jennifer and I hadn't spoken since our encounter in my room. Actually, I hadn't really spoken to anyone.
Talking happily to someone else, Jennifer flashes a look in Needy's direction. Needy stares as blood pours from her grinning mouth. Then Chip arrives.
Hey. Just bought our formal tickets. Did you make reservations at the Cheesecake Factory?
Chip, I can't go to the dance with you.
What? Why?
Look, just trust me. You shouldn't go at all.
What are you talking about?
Not here.
What's going on? You're breaking up with me?
Please, Chip, I just need to show you something.
Is this about Jennifer?
Yes, but I promise you this is the last time.
I care about you. A lot. As a person, not just some girl I made love to for 4 minutes the other night, and I'm scared of what's happening to you. You're acting really fucked up.
Please, just let me show you. Okay. Jennifer's evil.
I know.
No, I mean, she's actually evil. Not high school evil. I've been through the occult section at the library 5 times.
Our library has an occult section?
Yeah, it's really small. You have to read this. Demonic transference. It's something that happens when you try to sacrifice a virgin to Satan without using an actual virgin. The guys in the band tried to sacrifice her in the woods, but what they didn't know is that she hasn't been a virgin since junior high. It all makes sense now. Read this. If the human sacrifice is impure, the result may still be attained, but the demon will forever reside in the soul of the victim. She must forever feed on flesh to sustain the demon.
Okay.
She's eating boys. They, like, make her really pretty and glowy, and her hair looks amazing. And then when she's hungry, she's weak and cranky and ugly. I mean, like, ugly for her. Don't you get it? The dance. It'll be like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Chip eyes her doubtfully.
Needy, I think you need help.
Oh, my God. You don't believe me.
It's not that I don't believe you. I just don't believe this.
God, this is a nightmare.
Well, what about the dance?
Who cares about the goddamn dance, Chip?
I do. I ordered your corsage. It's an orchid. It was like $12.
I'll be at the dance. I just need to keep an eye on Jennifer. Promise me you're not gonna go.
He shifts sullenly.
I'm not your guy anymore.
Chip, it's not safe for us to be together right now.
He looks at her sadly and grins mirthlessly.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed.
Chip walks off, leaving Needy sitting alone. Red paint is splashed onto a poster for the spring dance. Decor, fake trees are placed in the gymnasium, fairy lights are switched on, and makeup applied.
All over Devil's Kettle, kids were getting ready for the dance. Blissfully ignorant that some poor chump was on his way to being the Satan Chow.
Needy grimaces as her mother uses hot tongs on her hair. Chip poses in front of his mirror.
In my underpants, Mom!
I need to give you something.
She hands him an aerosol labeled Pink Panic.
Ladies' pepper spray.
There's obviously a sicko out there who likes boys.
I can take care of myself. I've been using the Bowflex.
Did you hear what Colin Gray looked like when they found him?
Lasagna with teeth?
You heard.
Chip reluctantly accepts the spray.
You picking Edie up at her house?
I'm meeting her at the dance.
I want pictures with your sister before you go.
Yes, ma'am.
He stands glumly. Photos of he and Needy form the screensaver on his PC. His and hers orchid corsages wait on his desk. Needy's mum sets the camera for a photo with her daughter in her puff-sleeve ball gown. Needy tries to force a smile.
Hey, one more. Back to back. Big smiles.
Chip and his sister manage a grin. Jennifer's combing her straight, dark hair. It's coming out in clumps. Her skin is pale and she's got dark rings around her eyes. Nothing like the radiant photo on her dressing table. Tearfully, she plasters on foundation. Devil's Kettle High School is brightly illuminated for the spring dance. Needy ladles out punch, goes to drink, then stops herself. Sighing, she looks around the dance hall. People are dancing, chatting and smooching. Glumly, Needy takes a drink. Chip walks through the glow of streetlights in a park at night. Hands in his pockets, he kicks at a leaf and looks around, startled at the noise. Drifting through the party hall, Needy comes across a wallflower sitting alone, wallowing in self-pity. Needy turns, hearing voices. A girl with straight dark hair has her back to her.
Okay, can we all... Quiet down, please.
It's not Jennifer.
Boys, thank you. Welcome to the spring formal.
The biology teacher smiles. Needy frowns, deep in thought. A figure in a dress follows Chip across the park. Spooked, he turns. Then Jennifer looms in front of him.
Didn't you hear me calling your name?
You weren't calling my name.
Yes, I was.
I couldn't hear it.
Listen, I need to talk to you about you-know-who. Our little Needy.
I hope everybody has had an opportunity to consume some of the pecan sandies and cran grape that were so generously donated by the Parents Club. But the real treat is yet to come.
She's been acting a little off lately.
Look, I think I know what's wrong with her.
What is it?
You know how Needy has been really upset since Colin Gray died? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just because he was, like, brutally murdered and stuff. I don't want to say this.
Say it.
Needy and Colin were intimate. And by that, I mean, they were porking on a semi-regular basis. She and Colin were doing things that you have never even heard of. Okay, total varsity moves.
Chip doesn't believe it.
I just can't believe that she would mess with your head like this. I care about you so much, Chip. More than I've ever had the guts to admit.
She looks him sincerely in the eye.
These fine young gentlemen have been generous enough to take time out from their sold-out national tour to play our dance for free.
Jennifer closes in on Chip.
Needy didn't deserve a boy like you.
Boys and girls, please welcome Low Shoulder!
Needy's jaw drops as the band take to the smoky stage, and Jennifer moves in to kiss Chip.
Too.
Say it like you mean it. Say I'm better than Needy.
What? Why?
Take my breath as your own. Take my eyes to guide you home. 'Cause I'm still here breathing now. I'm still here breathing now. I'm still here breathing now. I'm still.
Needy senses something on her lips.
Chip.
I'm still here breathing now.
Needy drops her drink and rushes out. Jennifer and Chip walk across the park hand in hand. Needy sprints down the road. Bright lights flicker on in a weed-infested and grimy old swimming pool. Jennifer and Chip enter the building. Jennifer walks sensuously around the edge of the pool. Chip looks worried.
What are you doing?
Swimming.
Ha ha.
Come on, Chip. Show me a breaststroke.
Jennifer grins. Needy keeps running, throwing off her cardigan. Chip and Jennifer sit side by side on the edge of the pool.
I feel so empty.
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you just come here and kiss me again?
She leans towards him and their lips meet. But Chip pulls away.
I can't. I'm sorry. This just feels weird.
Jennifer hurls him into the dank water and jumps after him, holding him under. Needy continues her mercy dash. Needy pounds through the woods as Jennifer slams Chip against the side of the pool, then back into the water. He tries to climb out. Jennifer drags Chip back into the pool as Needy finds his corsage in the path. She drops to her party frock knees and picks it up. She sprints off in the direction of the screen. Needy clambers in at one of the swimming pool's windows, climbing down a tangle of vines. Eyes wide, she spots Jennifer with Chip in the water. Jennifer's mouth is bloody and Chip's neck has been ripped open. The beast goes back to feed and Needy launches herself at Jennifer. Chip watches dazed and bloody as the women disappear beneath the water. Needy surfaces, approaches Chip, then looks around in alarm. Chip shakes as he touches the oozing wound on his neck. His eyes widen as Jennifer attacks like a torpedo from the other end of the pool. He throws Needy pink mace spray. Jennifer breaks the surface and Needy sprays her eyes. Jennifer vomits black goo all over them, then rises vertically out of the pool.
She can fly.
She's just hovering. It's not that impressive. But do you have to undermine everything that I do? You are such a player hater.
You're a jerk. Wow, nice insult, Hannah Montana. You got any more harsh digs?
You know what? You were never a good friend. Even when we were little, you used to steal my toys and pour lemonade on my bed.
And now I'm eating your boyfriend. See? At least I'm consistent.
Why do you need him? Huh? You could have anybody that you want, Jennifer. So, why Chip? Is it just to tick me off? Or is it because you're just really insecure?
I am not insecure, Needy. God, that's a joke. How could I ever be insecure? I was the snowflake queen.
Yeah. 2 years ago, when you were socially relevant.
I am still socially relevant.
And when you didn't need laxatives to stay skinny.
Needy eyeballs Jennifer.
I am going to eat your soul and shit it out, Miss Nikki! I
thought you only murdered boys.
I go both ways.
Chip rams the metal pole of a pool net through Jennifer's midriff. Jennifer gasps in pain and Chip collapses. Slowly, with a smile of relish, Jennifer eases the pole out of her body.
Ow.
Needy watches aghast as blood pours down Jennifer's white dress.
Tampon?
Needy shakes her head.
Thought I'd ask. You seem like you might be plugging.
Jennifer staggers past Needy, climbs the vines and out of the window. Needy stares in amazement, then her face creases as she sees Chip on the floor. She grabs his cell phone from his jacket and frantically tries to dial.
Stop working. Come on.
Hey. I'm going somewhere.
No, you're not going anywhere. No.
Yes, I am. I think I already died before you got here, but I woke up when I heard your voice.
You.
I love you too. And you look totally hot in that dress.
Oh, you're clearly delirious.
No, I'm not.
Chip's head lolls to one side.
No!
Needy clings to Chip's body as moon shadows dapple the walls of the old pool.
Abduction and adduction, right?
In or out.
In and out, but
important? Hurdle or sprint?
Oh, that's huge.
Now, say I want to do just my hip flexors, or my buttocks even more.
Right.
I do what's called digging.
Uh-huh.
Look at the range of motion. I use this for a lot of swimwear models. Very, very, very important. Uh-huh. How about butt squeeze?
Yeah,
I see you wanted to touch.
That's a good
one. Not this show. Not touching this show. Okay. And of course,
Jennifer's lying on her bed in her room. She's written yum next to a boy's photo in the yearbook. She throws the book off the bed and puts out the light. Lying back on the pillows, she rolls over and looks towards the window. She settles on her back. Needy dives in the window and attacks. She jumps on Jennifer, hands round her throat.
That's it! Been
forever, huh?
You killed my fucking boyfriend! You goddamn monster! You dumb bitch!
Jennifer bites Needy, who sits back and pulls out a razor-sharp Stanley knife.
You know what this is for? It's for cutting boxes. Do you buy all your murder weapons at Home Depot?
God, you're much.
Cross out Jennifer.
She slashes an X in Jennifer's midriff. Jennifer flies up in the air with Needy still astride and tries to bite, then rolls so that Needy's beneath her. They struggle, tumbling in the air. Then Needy notices Jennifer's BFF pendant. She rips it from her neck. Jennifer stares as the gold heart flies through the air, and a childhood memory flashes of two little girls playing together. As the pendant falls, Jennifer drops from below Needy, falling back onto the bed. Above her, Needy bellows in a rage. She brings the knife down into Jennifer's heart. Blood pumps out of the wound, and Jennifer's grey pallor returns to that of a normal girl as the breath leaves her body. Needy stares down at her dead friend as the bedroom lights come on.
Oh, Jennifer, what is it, baby? Needy? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
As Jennifer's mother picks up the body, Needy lies down exhausted on the bed. She looks across at Jennifer's lifeless face, then frowns at the ceiling.
I don't know who Needy Lesnicki is anymore.
She sits grim-faced in the concrete cell. A plate of food is shoved in through the hatch.
I'm a different person now. A person who uses curse words and kicks orderlies and sees things that aren't there. A very bad, very damaged person. But sometimes change can be good. For instance, most occult scholars don't know this, but if you're bitten by a demon and you live, you just might absorb some of the demon's abilities.
Just might get lucky for once in your miserable life.
She scratches the bite on her shoulder and grins. She's hovering in the cell in mid-air, in the lotus position. She floats up level with the high window. She kicks the window out and walks away. Stride hiding in her rabbit slippers, she kicks down a fence and walks out of the institution into the night. She walks down a forest road wearing a hoodie. Nikolai's Bowie knife is lying in a pool with balls and a teddy, also thrown into the devil's kettle. She picks up the shiny knife. Needy keeps walking through the grey of early morning. She holds out her thumb to a passing car. It pulls over.
Where are you looking to go, young lady?
East, towards Madison.
Hop in my chariot.
The older guy studies her as she gets in the car.
So why are you headed east?
I'm following this rock band.
Must be one hell of a group.
Tonight's gonna be their last show.
A road sign reads Low Shoulder.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars are just like little fish.
The car carries Needy towards
you
the highway.
Learn when to go. You should learn how to say no!
Directed by Karen Kusama. Still shows screaming female fans greeting Low Shoulder. They get out of the car and sign autographs. Written by Diablo Cody. Produced by Mason Novick, Daniel Dubiecki, and Jason Weissman. The band cavort through a hotel lobby. There are flowers, food, and drinks in the hotel. Executive producer Diablo Cody. Nikolai throws a bone of candy at the bandmate. Director of photography, M. David Mullen, ASC. Production designer, R. Freeman. The band are snorting drugs.
Please, motherfucker! Don't be built for this! Listen, go get the door. The door's ringing, that's a sharp sound. Get up.
Get the fuck out of here, fuck.
They lock themselves in the bathroom. Blood splashes across the door. Bodies are covered with plastic. Film editor, Plummy Tucker, ACE. Co-producer, Brad Van Harrigan. Forensics take samples. Costume designer, Katya Stano. Music by Theodore Shapiro and Stephen Barton. Music supervisor, Randall Poster. One of the bands head first in a bloody bar. Megan Fox. Amanda Seyfried. Blood drips. Johnny Simmons. A broken lamp spattered with blood. J.K. Simmons. Amy Sedaris. There are splashes of blood on the wall. And Adam Brody. Kyle Gallner, Chris Pratt, Cynthia Stevenson. Casting by Mindy Marin, CSA. A guitar's been used as a spear. Nikolai's been stabbed in the gut with his own knife. A Dubiecki, Novick, Reitman production. On CCTV footage, screaming fans run down a corridor. Needy, in her hoodie, walks the other way. She glances up at the security camera.